listening to The Podcast Without a Name with Jared Byard, Elena Kozlek, and me, your host, Zach Scott, where we talk about what it's like to be a good sport and the ins and outs of sportsmanship. Guys, how you doing?
Oh, you know, doing all right. It's just another day, I guess.
I'm doing great.
As am I. Let's dive into the first question. What is sportsmanship? You want to start off, Elena?
Me? What's sportsmanship?
To you.
To me, I feel like there's a lot of things about sportsmanship that I take away. I think sportsmanship is just about not just being a leader with the biggest voice and the most talent, but also somebody who you look up to behind the scenes, you know what I mean? And so it takes so much more than just having the biggest voice.
Jared?
For me, I feel like sportsmanship's just like being respectful to your teammates on and off the field. This comes also with like knowing your role on the team, whatever sport you play, and just preparing mentally to take on that role. I guess my take is always showing respect to others and respecting the rules of the game. Of course, I'm like a big advocate against any form of cheating or like shaving points in games. So this can be said with any sport. There will always be bickering and bantering. But I always feel like there's a good time and place for that, and that just kind of comes with how you view sportsmanship as a whole.
I like that. To me, sportsmanship's how you not only act in victory, but also in defeat, and then throughout the course of the event you're playing, whatever sport it is. So we can just dive right into the next question. How would you say that you showed sportsmanship in your sports careers? Either good or bad examples work here. We'll start with Jared this time.
For me, so the sport I always played throughout my life was baseball. I played from T-ball all the way to the end of high school. And in high school, I guess, I kind of rode the bench, even like being on varsity. I played varsity 3 years, and sitting on the bench behind younger players was something kind of hard for me to take. And I think it just takes, sportsmanship, knowing that you got to be there for your teammates no matter what. And just knowing your role, I mean, always being prepared to get onto the field and not like hating on other players just because they get to play over you. Just trying to respect everybody and just creating that good environment around you.
Elena?
For me, I play soccer, or I did. I'm retired now, but I played my club team. I was the captain. And so I was the captain since I was 12 to when I graduated from high school. So I've been the captain for a while. But then coming into college, I took a whole 180 and I broke my leg, unfortunately, and had to have multiple surgeries. And so I was also on the bench. And so I can understand that feeling. But I also tried to lead in my own way as just being there to cheer you on and then talk to you if you need anything or need to vent about anything. So
what about you, Zach? Do you have any stories to tell the audience?
Well, for me, I was always kind of a hothead in sports, so I was a bad sport, so let's put it that way. I played golf and basketball in high school, and I'm pretty sure I was the only kid on the golf course that was talking crap. Like, literally, someone misses a putt, I'm doing the Tiger Woods. And in basketball, I was the kid, like, literally, you go for a layup and pushing you down because there's no easy buckets, like. And then I'm talking crap, and I was one of the smallest guys on the floor. So really, I was leading my team in technicals as well. So, I mean, I wasn't very good sport. I was kind of a hothead, but.
People look up to that.
Not the type I was. I could have been better. So let's just dive into the next question. Is there different types of sportsmanship between your opposing team and then your team individually? And I can start on this one. I definitely think there's different ways you can be a good sport within your team. And then to the opposing team, like just shaking hands after the game, saying good game. Once, like, you can be talk crap and everything, like in the game, but once it's done, you're all respect and showing good sport in defeat or victory. In a team, obviously, always being a good teammate. I mean, there's no room for being a bad teammate and talking crap to your teammates and talking down to them or anything. That's just what I have to personally say about it. We can go back to Jared.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with a lot of what you said. Even after victory, like, I don't agree with going on social media and just throwing posts and banter around at the other team just because you won. I don't really like the idea of running up the score on teams, especially if they've had injuries or they're already having a bad season. I mean, everybody plays a sport to have fun, and I think that's the point. But when it's between, like, my team, I always try to, you know, raise everybody's morale and just make sure everybody's having a good time, because you hate to see somebody just down and out of it and just not really loving the sport because of certain circumstances. And when it comes to the other team, I always try and show everybody respect. But of course, you know, playing sports, you're competitive. I mean, if anybody wants to disrespect the game or your teammates, then it's just on from that point on. I mean, I feel like you get what you give.
Rules are out the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Elena?
For me, I totally understand. It's hard when you are the losing team. It's hard to, after the game, to go to the other team and be like, oh, yeah, good game, yeah. I mean, it's hard, but I always try to just have the smile on my face and then just go back to my coach and see what they have to say because they're the one who knows more than I do. And so it's just kind of those, just have to just brush it off and be a good sport.
Yeah, I feel like everything's always just kind of a learning experience as well. Like, you can always go back and just think about what you did wrong, how you could have fixed it, and just try not to take it out on other people who don't really deserve it. I mean, it's not like they were probably with the mindset going in of just trying to, like, take you down or your team individual. And I think it also depends on what type of game. I mean, postseason, regular season, is this a game that's going to, like, take you guys out of making it to the playoffs? Or, I mean, it just, you gotta think of the emotions going in as well.
Yeah, for me, I very much agree with that. For me, it was like, in the game, I'm talking crap, I'm in your face, I'm doing all the dirty crap. Game's over, I'm going out to dinner with you. Like, there were several instances where I played against people I knew, and that was it. Like, we were enemies on the court, but one of my best friends off the court, and that's totally fine. I mean, as long as you don't take it too far, I guess. All right, let's dive into the next question here. How does sportsmanship translate to our daily lives?
Well, sportsmanship is something that will stay with you for as long as you live. You see it a lot in the jobs that you take. You're always going to have a higher person in front of you. And so it's just always about not just leading, but communicating is a huge, huge part of everyday life that I've learned from sportsmanship. Like, communication is probably the biggest key to me about sports and then just everyday life with friends and family.
Yeah, I feel like it really translates into our personal lives well. Just I see sportsmanship also as like how you treat other people and just like treat other people how you want to be treated. And I always try to think of like the other person's mindset going into things. What do they want? What do I want? How can we kind of like make that all as one whole? And I never really try to hurt anybody's feelings. I always try to do what's right in the end, I guess. And I kind of take that from playing sports as well. Just everybody, like I said, knowing their role.
I kind of feel like the same thing. It's like how you're every day, how you act towards people. Like if you're kind or if you're like a mean person sounds so childish, but like you bump into someone on the street, you say, I'm sorry, or they, and the someone else gives you a mean look or tell you to watch it or whatever. So, I mean, just how you act or carry yourself, I feel like, is how it translates. Because it's also how you carried yourself on the court, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a final question. Do you guys have sport like a role model when you view sportsmanship? Like certain professional athletes, maybe, how they act on the court or on the field or how they act off it? Isn't it so good or is good?
I guess since I've played baseball, I know a lot of people look up to Mike Trout and how he acts on and off the field. I mean, I've never really looked into his social media presence, but I mean, I don't feel like you ever hear anything about Mike Trout going off on anybody or disrespecting his teammates or the other team. I feel like he's a very looked up to person. Just seems like a really nice guy, and I feel like that's something everybody can feed off of, whether it's like they're talking about him being one of the greatest players of all time, or just being on the Angels. I know a bad perspective of this, or I guess some people view it different ways, but I had talked to you, Zach, about the Tim Anderson bat flip with the Chicago White Sox a few years back, and I feel like there's just like a certain time and place for stuff like that. Like, I am all for bat flips, that, like, especially like Jose Bautista, how he had did it in the playoffs. It was like the go-ahead home run to win the game. And I feel like that kind of stuff in big moments is fine. But if you're like bat flipping in the first or second inning, then you say you come up to bat next and you get hit by a pitch and all of a sudden you're really mad about that. I feel like it all comes down to the sportsmanship you show the other team. And I, like I said, you gotta get what you give.
Elena?
I know this is going to sound pretty cliche because I'm a soccer player, but I'm going to say Mia Hamm.
I don't even know who
that is. Huh?
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, ew, okay. Well, she was on the U.S. women's soccer team when they won their first World Cup. And she has the second highest record of goals of all time. But anyways, so throughout my life, I did many research projects on her. And being a soccer player myself, I really looked up to her. And something unique about her with sportsmanship is she was never the one to shout at you at all. Even though, you know, she's the best player on the field, she just let her heart out. And then she was very quiet, but she led by example. And that's how I strive to be when I played soccer. It's like, I don't want to be the one who shouts in your face or tells you you did a wrong touch here and there. Like, you need to get your head in the game. I'm more, if you have a problem or if I have a problem, I want to have a conversation with you, woman to woman, mature. And so I'd say Mia Hamm.
I like that. For me, since I was a golf basketball guy, so basketball, LeBron James is a big guy. Obviously, everybody knows who LeBron James is. But I feel like he can go at both ends because there's times where recently he walked off the court before the game was over. Obviously, I think that wasn't right, I don't think. There's other times in blowouts that he's been caught on the sideline like bottle flipping, which I think is very disrespectful to the other team. But then also he's the same guy that if there's a big dunk and no matter what team it is, he's jumping and dancing on the floor like he just won the championship. So I think on both ends there, LeBron's a good example. And that's actually all the time we got here on the podcast without a name. We're with Jared Byard, Elena Kozelek, and me, Zach Scott. Thanks for listening.